Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our psalm of the day, Psalm 146. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, what a ruckus. You know what I'm talking about? What a ruckus these past couple of months, actually even before that, all of the events leading up to the election, and then, of course, election night, and now, of course, there's why did this person win or did that person lose? Why did all these things take place? What a ruckus. And probably all of us are at the point right now where it's just about up to here. We just don't want to hear anymore or say anymore or hear another word about it. Well, too bad. I want to say one more word about all of it. One more word, and that is the word endorsements. You heard about endorsements. If you didn't know what it meant before, now you know what it means. Endorsements. Different organizations endorsed candidates in one form or another. Former elected officials endorsed candidates in one form or another. Celebrities got on the stage and endorsed one candidate or the other. Now, we here at St. Peter in our little church don't do such things. We don't do it, first of all, because we're never going to get invited on the stage with the celebrities. We also don't do it because, frankly, it's against the law. Churches aren't supposed to make political endorsements. And preachers are not supposed to make political endorsements unless they make it clear that they're speaking only as private individuals. And, of course, you would say, well, it's too late for endorsements. The elections are over. They're finished. The time for endorsements is over. Or is it? Is it over? Or is there time maybe for just one more endorsement? And then we can call it good. Beside the fact that there is no law that says that hymn books cannot make endorsements. And our hymn book makes an endorsement today. Our hymn book is hymn number 797, a hymn entitled Praise the Almighty, which we will sing at the end of service, and you, in singing that hymn, will make your endorsement as well, too, but I'll read for you the pertinent verse. It says, blue or red, trust not in rulers, they are but mortal. Earthborn they are, and soon decay. Vain are their counsels at life's last portal, when the dark grave engulfs its prey. Since mortals can no help afford, place all your trust in Christ our Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Now there is an endorsement. That is an endorsement. And while we're at it, I will add to that, there is no law, at least at this point in time, about the Bible making an endorsement as well, too. And the Bible's endorsement is one that you've already spoken today. Psalm 146. Let's hear the endorsement again. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men or women who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. What does that say? Don't trust politicians? No, it doesn't say that. It says don't trust in politicians. What does it say? Don't trust people? You got to trust people. You got to trust your mechanic to fix your car, your dentist to drill your teeth. It doesn't say don't trust people. It says don't trust in people. And it seems to me there's a world of difference there. John chapter 2. While our Lord Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many people saw the miraculous signs that he was doing and they believed in his name. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men. He did not need man's testimony about man, for he knew what was in a man or in a woman, in a person. What did he know? Would his kingdom be brought about by adoring crowds gathered for a rally? Jesus knew better than that. The crowds would do what on Good Friday? Or actually, Maundy Thursday, they would turn on him. Would Jesus' work be measured by how many people would follow after him, a percentage in all the different states of the U.S.? Jesus knew better. He said, "The way is narrow that leads to life, and few are they that travel upon it." Matthew chapter 7. Did our Lord Jesus' work depend upon the support of powerful people and influential people and celebrities? The Lord knew better. The kings of the earth, they take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Psalm 2. And so, red or blue, do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever. In other words, there's only one candidate that the Bible endorses, or your hymn book endorses. It's the only candidate the Bible has ever endorsed. There's only one who is always faithful to his children. Only one who has all the power to deliver his children, not just from the day-to-day things of this life, but to deliver you eternally from eternal death into eternal life. There's only one candidate, and that is your Lord Jesus. Since mortals can no help afford, place all your trust in Christ our Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Which means, of course, praise the Lord. Now, do you vote? Sure you do. Do you pray for your government and your elected leaders? Of course you do. It's right there in the Bible. It says you do it. It's a command of God. Do you debate the proper size of government and the role of government? You can debate it all you want. That's perfectly fine. One thing you cannot debate, though, if you're going from the Bible, is whether there should be a government. Because it's right there, Romans chapter 13. The one in authority, the government, is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for the government does not bear the sword in vain. The government is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. So, in short, the government that is given to us is a gift from God that he brings to us much good, mostly in the form of law and order or things that are too big for individuals to tackle by themselves. We have to do it collectively. But when we turn from the Lord, the government acts as God's punisher. Or maybe we get the government we deserve by the hand of God. But ultimately, God's word recognizes that there is a limit to human government and to people and to the hope that we place in them. You vote for whom you want to vote for, but who do you hope in? Who do you trust in? Who do you rely upon? Who do you pray to? Who do you look to for pardon? Where's your future lie? Where does it belong? Where is it? It's not in red. It's not in blue. It is in the Lord our God. Place all your trust in Christ our Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. It's a lot like the last words of our Lord Jesus on the cross. Because he was dealt the worst blow that anybody could ever be dealt by their government. He suffered an unjust death. He suffered an illegal death, because there is a limit to government getting things right. But in the midst of all the wrong that was done to him, what did he say? From the cross, did he say, next time we need to vote for these folks? What he said from the cross was, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. We know who had his vote. We know who he endorsed, his heavenly Father. And may it be the same one that we endorse as well, too, that we vote for as well, too. Or maybe not even talking the language of voting. Let's just use the words of the Bible, because that's always the best, isn't it? 2 Timothy chapter 1, St. Paul says, I'm not ashamed, because I know in whom I believed. I know whom I endorsed. And I am convinced that my Lord Jesus is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for the last day. And so the psalm. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever. Or maybe just the words of the hymn. Number 797. Trust not in rulers, they are but mortal. Earth-born they are and soon decay. Vain are their counsels at life's last portal when the dark grave engulfs its prey. Since mortals can no help afford, place all your trust in Christ our Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.